Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tes, mitzvah 309, as we talk about the second mitzvah related to the Isra Malacha of Shavuos. Says the Torah at the end, right before Chamishi, Ukrasim Be'esam Hayam Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu. You shall call this day a holy day, and all Malacha, Malachas Avoda is Aser. Chukas Olam B'chol Moshe Osechem L'Dor Osechem. Wonderful. So Mikra Kodesh was yesterday's mitzvah, and today's mitzvah is Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu, the Isra Malacha. Something that we have to talk about is the next pasuk as well. Because if you look at the next mitzvah after today's, we have the Isra Malacha of Rosh Hashanah. Yet stuck in between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah is another pasuk, Pasuk Chav Beis, which we already know these mitzvos. Uvekutzrachem etz kitzir atzachem, when you harvest your field, lo sechale pa'asat chav bekutzracha, do not cut off the corner of your field, v'leket kitzircha lo salakit, don't gather up the leket, the sheaths, the pieces that fell down. You have to leave it for the ani and for the ger. What is that doing in between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, and specifically in the context of Shavuos? So that's something Be'ez Hashem will have to get back to. Many mefarshim deal with that, but we'll try to get back to later in our discussion. But first we have today's mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Sholasa Malacha B'Yom Chag HaShavuos, we cannot do Malacha on Atzeres, on Shavuos. Zeros is Yom Shishi B'Sivan, this is the sixth day of Sivan, which, as we spoke about yesterday, is the Machlokas in the Gemara. When was the Torah given? The sixth day, the seventh day. If it was the seventh day, we celebrate the Hachana, the day before. But if it's the sixth day, which is what we celebrate, then we are celebrating the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. Shenemar, Usfatem Lachem, Mimacharas HaShabbos, Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, Upirish Mimacharas HaShabbos, Klomar Mimacharas Yom Tev Rishon Shal Pesach, Shabbos Dibur Tchila. So we celebrate the day after the first day of Pesach, which the Torah said earlier. Tiba Shabbos Bereishis, it can't be what the Tzdukim say it means, Shabbos Bereishis, because Imkin Lo Yidianu Ezehu, we won't know which day would be Shavuos each year. It would be a different every year. Ketzad, so therefore how do we get 50 days? So the Chinuch does the math. You have 15 days from Nisan, because Nisan is always Malay. Iyar is always Chaser, so it's 29 days. And Sivan, which is always a one-day Rosh Chodesh, because Iyar is Chaser, has another 6. So if you do the math, 15 and 29 and 6, that equals 50. And on the 50th day, says the Chinuch, "Ubiyam ha-chamishim zeh, shahaya yom shenitnu bo Torah, hu chag ha-atzeres, v'nikra gamkin chag ha-shvuas," that is chag ha-atzeres, that's shvuas, what Chazal call atzeres, the Torah, as we know, calls Shmini Atzeres Atzeres. But Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres, V'kasa B'sof HaParsha, Al Zeh HaYom HaNechban, and it says about this day, Kol Malechas Avoda Lo Sasu, one is not allowed to do any Malechas Avoda on this day. And we already know, he says, what Malechas Avoda is, anything that is not Tzorich Ochel Nefesh, which is how the Ramban defined Malechas Avoda a couple of mitzvahs ago, that is even more than the principle of Hutra. It's not even included. There's Malechas Hana'ah and Malechas Avodah, and Malechas Hana'ah is Mutter, anything to do with cooking, is Mutter on Yontif, as we discussed the details in an earlier mitzvah. Shoresh Mitzvah Zayadua, he speaks about the Isra Malacha, and he mentions that all the days that have a parallel Isser, Malechas Avodah, is the first and last day of Pesach, first and last day of Sukkot, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, along with grouping it with this mitzvah, they're all the same. No Malachas Avoda. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are obviously left off the list because those are days that all Malacha is Aser, not just Malachas Avoda. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Shavuos and what it symbolizes. This is a great opportunity to discuss it. Says the Gemara in Shabbos that we all know that Rashi quotes Ala Torah. V'yisyasu b'sach de'sahar, Amar avdimi barachah mebarachasa, Malami shakafa kadosh baruch hu aleim esahar kegikas. Hashem held the mountain over us. So we learn from there that it wasn't we were just at the foot of the mountain, we were under the mountain. Hashem held it above us. V'yamar lehem, it said, Im atem akalam haTorah mutav, if you accept the Torah, wonderful, v'im lav, sham teikvuraschem, and if not, then this will be the end. Yes, Yitzias Mitzrayim was step one of the Geula, but you need to accept step two of the Geula as well, and if not, this will be your end. That's what the Gemara says. The very same Amud in the Sechah Shabbos, later on the Amud, Darash of Simai, B'shoah Shekdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when B'day Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribo Shemalachei HaShareis, 60,000 angels came, and what they do, they tie two crowns for every Jew, Echa Kenega Nasev, Echa Kenega Nishma, unbelievable crowns, we lost them by the ego, but at the time of Maibad Har Sinai, Nasev V'Nishma. Question, famous, simple, obvious question, ask Tosfos there, Shabbos, Peches Man Aleph, the top Tosfos, if we said Nasev V'Nishma, then why did Hashem have to force us? How do we put together Nasev V'Nishma and Kafa Aleim Har Kegigas? That is Tosfos's question. So there are various answers given in the Mefarshim. We'll mention three. One answer given is based on Midrashim. based on Midrashim. The Chizkuni quotes this answer in Shmos Perek Yates, based on the Medrash. V'im Tomar HaKfar Amar Nasav Anishma, Yishlomar in one line, Torah Shebal Peh Lo Kiblu Adayin. They hadn't accepted Torah Shebal Peh yet. Meaning, Nasav Anishma, Torah Shebechsav, it's finite, they know exactly what I'm getting myself into. Torah Shebal Peh, whenever I go into the Svarim store, there's more Svarim. It's crazy, I can't handle it. That they weren't ready to accept. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them. You can't accept one without the other. And this is based on the Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma there in, actually it's in Parshas Noach. Medrash Tanchuma says, Anu kulon v'amru nasa v'nishma mipnei shein bo yigi v'tzar v'hi ma'at. Ela amar lahen, Hashem said to them, Ala Torah shebal peh, sheyesh ba digduke mitzvahs kalas v'chamuros v'hi azek kamaves v'kasha kish'ol kinasa. It's very hard. You got to push yourself. L'fi she'en lo medosa. Person doesn't learn it. Only somebody who loves Hashem with all his heart and soul. That's called commitment. And Hashem says, you can't have one without the other. You accept Torah Shebechsav, you have to take Torah Shebal Peh. A beautiful illustration of this is described by the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, there in his commentary on Masech HaShabbos, where he says, why does Chazal give the imagery of a barrel? He held the mountain over them like a barrel. Just say he held the mountain over them like a mountain. What do you mean like a barrel? We don't need anything more than a mountain. So he says, why? What's a barrel? A barrel is an external, it's outside, it's a shell, but there's a lot inside. And the ikar is what's inside. And you can't see what's inside, but there are billions of droplets inside the barrel. The outside only looks like one. Says the Ben Yehoyada, that's what Hashem was telling them. Torah Shebechsav, that's just the barrel. That's the barrel, but there's so much inside. The drops are inside, and the ikar of the barrel is to get to what's inside. It's the wine, and that's why he gives the mashal of the barrel. It's similar, I think I mentioned this once before. The Tur writes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that we have two different brachas, Asher Bachar Banim Mikolo Amim and Asher Lanu Astaraso. Right? Why two brachas? So says the Tur, the first bracha, Asher Bachar Banu, is Torah Shebechsav. And Asher Nasalon HaTorah Semes afterwards is Torah Shebal Peh. Why? So I think the Kaf HaChaim explains that when I go up to the Torah, I just see cloth in front of me. Shebachar Banim Mikol HaAmim. Thank you for giving me. V'Nasalon HaTorahso. But after I read the Torah and I realize this, it's so much deeper. If I realize every tag, every crown, everything is so many details that could be learned out from between the lines. So then I say, Asher Nasalon HaTorahs Emes, V'chai Olam Natafas Acheinu, you gave us a Chai Olam inside of us. I appreciate the Torah Shebal Peh. You can't have the Torah Shebechsav without the Torah Shebal Peh. But that is all one idea relating to how do I put together Kafal Emarka Gigas and Nasa V'Nishma. It also connects to the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Hadar Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, they accepted willingly, according to this structure that we've just developed, Torah Shebal Peh must be what they accepted willingly later, because they already had accepted Torah Shebechsav willingly earlier. So why they accept Torah Shebal Peh later? Because just like Hashem acted in a hidden way in the Purim story, they realized that they needed to accept the hidden Torah of Torah Shebal Peh. That's a thought that's in the Pnei Yoshua here in Masech HaShabbos as well. But that is all number one. A second idea that's mentioned by the Mefarshim to answer this question is Tosfos himself. Tosfos asks the question. Tosfos says, so how is it? How do I put together Nasav Nishma and Kaval and Marka Gigas? Tosfos says, there in Shabbos, well, Hainu Almasha Lokib, it says, Shema Yuchozrim Kishayiru Ha'esha Gdola, Sheyatzon Nishmasan. Maybe they'll retract their Kabbalah. And that's why Hashem wanted to force them. That's what Tosfos says. Very unusual. What does that mean? So Hashem forced them because he didn't want them to retract, so then it's not really a Kabbalah. And maybe they would have retracted. So what does that mean? He didn't want them to retract. So explains the Maharal and the Pharisee Israel. No, it's not that he knew. He knew they accepted fully. But it's Hashem could not have the existence of the world, which is based on Bnei Yisrael's accepting the Torah. As we know, Yom HaShishi, the whole world was held in abeyance until HaShishi, that sixth day of Sivan, until Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, Hashem would have put the world back to Tohu Vavohu if we wouldn't have accepted the Torah. Says the Maharal, Hashem could not have the world based on a relative existence. He needed to make the world an absolute existence. Meaning, it couldn't be that Bnei Yisrael would be able to say, oh, we accepted the Torah, and if we ever don't accept the Torah, so then Mimela, we don't have to do it, and the whole world will cease to exist. That the world cannot exist that way. And therefore, once we accept it, Hashem cemented it. Yes, we accepted it. So Hashem cemented it so that it remains forever and the world continues to exist forever. And he gives the mashal, like the Medrash says, Velosia Leisha Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kayamav. Hashem Kaviyacha was ma'anes us in order to keep the relationship for an eternal way, and therefore he will never be able to divorce us, we will never be able to live without the Torah. That is the second idea that's suggested by the Maharal to explain Tosfos. The final idea to mention, and then hopefully we'll get to some other points, and that is mentioned by many of the Achronim, the Darkei Musar and the Meshech Chachma and others. Maybe the point is that it was not forced. It was willing, but it was as if it was forced, because it was so clear to them that this is what they had to do, so it was as if it was forced. Says the Meshech Chachma, Sheheru lahem kvod Hashem b'hakitzu b'hiskalus nifla ad ki mamish batla b'chiras amativi. It was as if they lost Bechira. And their neshama left. Below Hevdel. They realized this is what they had to do. There was no choice in the matter. Right? Similar. Right? If somebody walks by a burning house, they have Bechira to go into the house, but nobody's going to walk in. It's clear to them. It makes perfect sense. So that's how the Ramban says, the Mefarshim connect this. The Ramban says that Adam Rishon was born without Bechira Chavshis. What do you mean without Bechira Chavshis? Of course he had Bechira Chavshis. At the end, what does the Ramban mean? It means it was as if he didn't have Bechira Chavshis, because everything was so clear to him that he had to follow. And Aval Pikein, he ended up sinning. But he had, that's how you understand that Ramban, that he had a Bechira, he didn't have Bechira Chavshis, in that everything was so clear. Okay, that's a shot that's given by a number of Mepharshim relating to Kafal and Markagigas versus Naaseh V'Nishma, one of the main ideas of Har Sinai. Another idea to discuss relating to Har Sinai is the experience of Har Sinai. Meaning, we know that the Har Sinai experience was the basis for halachas of Geirus. Halachas of Geirus, the Gemara in Krisus Daf Tes tells me that Ma avoseichem lo nichnasu labris ela b'milu v'tfilah v'artzaz dam. Just like the avos went into a bris, they became Jewish with Mila and Tefillah and Artzos Dam, meaning carbon. Af Emo, you can't the bris, Ela B'Mila V'Tefillah V'Artzos Dam, so to forevermore, we need Mila, Tefillah, and Artzos Dam. And that's why any Ger, Bizman Hazeh, is really an extended, what's called Mechusrei Kapara. He still owes a carbon. Not really, it's Machlokas, whether he's actually classified as someone who is Mechusrei Kapara, but any Ger, Bizman Hazeh, Meheri Yibana Beisa Mikdash, he will have to bring a carbon. Carbonos Shel Gerus. Right? That is the Gemara in Maseches Krisus. Milat Tefillah Artzos Dam. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. V'chein l'doros k'sheyirtza ha'goyel hikanis libris u'lehis tofev tachas kanfei ashchina v'yekabal lovel Torah tzarech milat Tefillah Artzos Karban. That's what the Rambam says clearly, right? And that's what also the another source for Geirus is, of course, the story of Rus and the Psukim that Rus held tight to Naomi, even though Arpa left. Either way, this is the Gemara. But even though that's true, that Har Sinai is the source for Geirus, and there are those that say, including the Meshech Chachma, that the principle of Gershin is Geir K'katan Shenola Dami, the principle that a Ger is not related to any of his relatives once he becomes a Ger, so that principle, the source is Kabbalah Satorah, says the Meshech Chachma, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Shuvu Lochem La'ahaleichem, everybody could go back to their wives. But what do you mean? Some people were married to women who they weren't allowed to marry now that they have the Torah. It must be, says the Meshech Chachma, though in Shas there is no source given for that principle. The principle is just mentioned, but the Meshech Chachma suggests that's the source. Shuv alochem alechem, the Matan Torah, nobody was related to their relatives. So yes, it's true that Har Sinai is a source for many of halachas of Geirus. But there is also a problem, a number of problems, just to mention one. There has to be something unique about the Har Sinai experience, not just a regular Geirus. In that, for example, some Rishonim say that Ketanim cannot convert on a Daraisa level. The Ger Katan Sugya and Ksubis on Daf Yud Aleph. A Katan cannot convert on a Daraisa. When he gets older, he has to decide. So should we understand that all the Ketanim at Har Sinai were only converts Midrabanan? That's very hard to suggest. Very hard. There has to be something unique and different that, yes, we learn out halachas of Geirus from Har Sinai, but it could be that Har Sinai also represents something unique and different. It's a model, but it also has its uniqueness. So that is something that's suggested by a number of the Achronim in their own different languages. Rav Soloveitchik writes, is quoted in Harei Kedem, that maybe the Geirus of its Sibur is different. Geirus of a Yachid, then you focus on the Prad and Prad of a Yachid. But the Geirus of its Sibur, So then, even ketanim can be pulled along. V'nira o degama kabbalas mitzvah zechol ma'isa geirus lo haya geirus nefredes to kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. It wasn't a separate geirus for each Jew. Elon is geiru kulam bebas achas v'vichalos geirus shel tzibur. It was a tzibur geirus to bazesh a klal Yisrael kulo ke'echad amar ki'isha echad b'leiv echad nasa v'nishma havi ma'isa kabbalas ol mitzvah shel geirus bebas achas. And therefore, even ketanim could be pulled along. And the chulu, other nafkaminas as well, but that's how it could be a model, but it could also be somewhat unique. Or another way to say it is that the granat and ksubasim and chafres, maybe they had the status of a Jew already, but they didn't have the kedusha of a Jew. And maybe if you add on the kedusha of a Jew, maybe that's where he's a difference, because after all, they were Jewish, they were doing mitzvahs, they were children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but didn't have the kedusha. The kedusha comes through the Torah. So again, that way you'd be able to say that it is the source for geirus, but it is also somewhat unique as well. Either way, this is related to the status of Bnei Yisrael, what happened to them at Matan Torah. The next thing to talk about, different elements of geirus itself. We know that there are different ingredients that go into a geirus. There is the mila, tevila, and kabbalas mitzvahs. There is hartzos dam, but that's not bizman hazeh, that's not l'shem the karbon, but at least mila, tevila, and hartzos hadam. So there is a shaila in halacha, machlokas rishonim, about various points in this in these issues. How do you look at these three elements? And the way the achronim say it is that are all of these equal parts of a composite geirus process that you need, mila, tefillah, and kabbalas mitzvahs, or is one background and there are others considered the maisa, or is one a tenai? And issues that might be relevant is, number one, is there a specific order? There's a specific order. There is a major machlokas rishonim. Is there a specific order? Does the mila have to be before the tefillah? Some say that if you do the tefillah first, it's like tovah v'sheres biyado, right? You're not allowed to do that. And others say no, that there's a bit l'charchila, mila before the tefillah, but b'di'evit it's okay. And they bring a raya from the Gemara in Yevamah Mistaf Mem Zayin, where a woman who converts, her son could have the mila when he is born, and even though the tefillah was earlier. The question is, how do you understand that? Is that a mila shel geirus? Is that a mila shel regular bris mila? Again, these are issues. Order, whether the order is makiv, what part requires a bezdin, that also is an important issue. Either way, those are some of the issues relating to how do you look at the different parts of geirus. Just getting back to the last point, and that is, what about these other mitzvahs of matnas aniyim? What are they doing? What do they have to do with our context of shvuas? Specifically, it says, just to mention two of the ideas of the Achronim. Number one, the first idea I wanted to mention is from the Be'er Moshe. The Be'er Moshe from Moshe Yechiel Epstein, the Uzzerover. He's buried here in Bnei Brak, a little about 20, half an hour from here. So he suggests that if you look at the Psukim, there seems to be an emphasis on your. Uvakutzrechem es kitzir artzachem. Pasadcha bekutzrecha lekitzircha. It's all you. Your harvest, your land. You're the. Just say. Uvakutzrechem es kitzir haaretz. Lo sechale. Pas hasade. What's the emphasis of your? So he suggests that the emphasis of these mitzvahs is to realize that you are not the real owner of the land. And even though it looks like you're the owner, and you feel like the owner, and you've been mashkia into this land, it's not yours. That's the ultimate message of Peah, of Leket, and that's even why fascinating. The Gemara, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara in Yevamah, Daf Mem Zayin also, when it says that a ger who wants to come to convert, and we let him know some mitzvos. Mitzvos kalos and mitzvos chamuros. That's what we give him at the beginning. A few mitzvos kalos and chamuros. Which mitzvos do we tell him? The Gemara says, modiyan oso mitzvos kalos v'chamuros, umodiyan oso avon leket, shichacha v'peya. We let him know these mitzvos. Why dafka these out of all the mitzvos you pick? Why these? So, says the Be'er Moshe, because these symbolize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, and he's the Bailam. And that's what they're doing in the Chag HaShavuos. The day that we got the Torah, and we ultimately realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, that's the message of these mitzvahs of Lech HaShech and Peah. Just by the way, Derech Agav, it says, Ger Shebal Hiskayer. Shouldn't it be Goy Shebal Hiskayer? Or we say, Ger Shen is Gaya Kanshen Ola Dami. Now, even a Goy that comes to convert, deep down, we already know there's something about him. That's why he's called Gershon his Geyer. His neshama was also at Har Sinai. Number one. The other pshat to give why these mitzvahs are mentioned, La'aniv la'ger tazovosam, and that is Based on another question, this Torah is from the Shemana Tov, also has come up in the past. Shemana Tov asks, why do we read Rus on Shavuos? Many reasons given. It happened at that time of year. It's about Chesed and Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. But he suggests, Shemana Tov, Rabbi Weinberger suggests another idea. And that is, Pasuk says, by Yaakov, when he got the brachas, it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Yitzchak says, the kol is the kol of Yaakov. If you look in the Torah, the Vilna Gaon points out, the first kol is spelled Maleh, the second kol is spelled Chaser. HaKol Kol Yaakov. Why? Says the Gra, every Jew has two kolos. The Kol Maleh, the proud, standing up, Kol of Torah, that's the Maleh Kol, and then the Kol Chaser, the broken Kol, the bent over Kol, the Chaser, the Kol of Tefillah. Then you have to be broken and feel needy in order to daven properly. So the Kol Torah of Kol Tefillah, the Kol Kol Yaakov, the two kolos of every Jew. That's the Gra. Says the Shemana Tov, on Shavuos we know it's a day of Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu plays a major role, but we also want to connect this day with our other kol, the kol of Tefillah, the kol of David HaMelech. So we read a Sefer that has David HaMelech's lineage. The whole story is leading up to the last few psukim about David HaMelech, and that's connecting David, who wrote almost all of our Tefillahs. Sefer Tehillim, which is the base of almost all of our Tefillos, that is the connection of the Kol of Torah and the Kol of Tefillah. That's why we read Rus. But it's alluded to, I think he quoted, I don't have it here in front of me, but I think he quotes the Rokeach. La Ani V'Lager Tazovotam. La Ani V'Lager, who's the Ani? The Anav Mikal Adam. And V'Lager, the one who came from Gerim. So those two, La Ani V'Lager Tazovotam, this day is a remez to both of those people. They will be the leaders that symbolize the Chag of Shavuos. Okay, this is a little bit why Lekan and Shechar are mentioned, Lekan and Peah are mentioned here. This takes us through Shavuos. Be'ez Hashem, coming up are the two mitzvahs relating to, actually first, for one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shvisa, mitzvah 310, is going to be the mitzvah of Shvisa on the day of Rosh Hashanah, and then we get to Yom Kippur, and then we get to the Karban Mosav of Yom Kippur, Karban Mosav of Sukkot, all the Moadim. We're still right smack in the middle of all these 29 mitzvahs having to do with the Moadim. Okay, we'll stop here.